This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Mike DiNardo is still with us as SEPTA continues to be our focus because you, Mike, had the chance this week to sit down with outgoing SEPTA GM Leslie Richards. She's leaving the role at the end of this month. First of all, tell us a little bit about her. I think people hear the name in headlines and in news stories, but she ran SEPTA for about 5 years?
Yeah, her name's been in the news for years around here. She, of course, was a supervisor in White Marsh, became a Montgomery County Commissioner, served as PennDOT Secretary under Governor Wolf, and then became general manager of SEPTA in January of 2020. Then the pandemic hit, and in an interview, she told us that keeping the SEPTA system running for those people who couldn't work remotely, you know, the doctors, nurses, firefighters who had to work in person, that's, she said, what was the most rewarding aspect to her.
It was part of my career that I'll always value, right? We always want to have meaningful work. And that part of my career, I have to say, is where I felt I had the most meaning.
So why is she leaving?
She says it was time, even though you can look at the timing and say, well, there's a huge budget hole for SEPTA. And there were unsettled labor contracts when she announced her departure. But she said it was time.
The average term is 3 to 5 years. I was 5 years at PennDOT before this and 5 years here. And felt like we got a lot of good things moving in the right direction. And the team here is really strong to keep that going in that direction. And I have opportunities to work on a bunch of issues that I'm very passionate about. In a lot of ways, is continuing this work.
She said you can't wait for every problem to be wrapped up in a neat resolution.
There's never a right time, right? You have to figure out, you know, when the time is for a good transition.
Richard said there were opportunities that came her way that she hadn't thought of, so it was time for a change.
What would you say is her legacy during her tenure?
Well, she's credited with tackling big planning projects. On her watch, SEPTA launched its first ever bus network redesign.
We learned that waiting 60 years to do a comprehensive bus network redesign is way too long. And we should be doing this process every 3 to 5 years, and that's the plan. We know that we need change. We know that our bus service as it exists today is not serving the number of people and is not providing the frequent service that we need.
And also began to update its often confusing signage.
Making sure that it's easy to navigate our system also helps people feel safe when they use it. And as people visit here, you know, as we see tourism coming back and we see all of the industry coming back and helping Philadelphia region recover from 2020, that's just so important.
But the transit agency was also forced to abandon the long-planned but costly King of Prussia rail project.
I still think it's a wonderful project. The math didn't add up. When I got here, it was a $1.8 billion project. And when we had to pause it, it was over $3 billion.
SEPTA had to pull the plug on that after failing to receive a federal grant to help pay for it. During her tenure, the Federal Transit Administration also came down hard on SEPTA, ordering a long list of actions to address safety for employees and riders.
This is a systemic issue at SEPTA that needs to be addressed. And I'm really, really proud of how we dug deep and how we are laying a solid foundation now.
Also, Richards increased women and minority representation in SEPTA management, something, Matt, she's particularly proud of.
You mentioned opportunities earlier, so what is next for her?
She will continue to be a professor of practice at the University of Pennsylvania's Weitzman School of Design. In January, she'll become the chair of the Transportation Research Board. That's an organization that compiles research used by transportation agencies across the country.
I think every general manager knows that, you know, they play a part in this marathon, right? You accept the baton of the general manager who was here before you and you pass it on to the next. And so I feel very confident. And of course, SEPTA will continue going. I am rooting and supporting all of our employees, all of our customers, and I'll be riding as well.
Do we know who replaces her, and is there a timeline for when the position will be filled?
Well, we know the answer immediately. The interim will be Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer. He's a former trolley operator who worked his way up the SEPTA management ladder. He'll be the interim whilst the SEPTA board conducts a national search for a new GM. That'll probably take a few months.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us. We need to take a break now on the Week in Philly. But when we come back, Pat Loeb will be here to discuss the latest in the new Sixers Center City Arena saga. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.